The Cult of Stupid. Right now, as you memorize for tomorrow's test, you're being processed for wars that haven't been declared yet. The textbook in your hands is a recruitment document. The grades you chase are military rankings. The classroom you sit in is a factory floor producing units for conflicts your poorly educated generation will vote for, fight in, and die in, never understanding why. The Cult of Stupid isn't coming. You're already in it. Every war needs three things: young bodies, public consent, and widespread inability to recognize manipulation. Your education provides all three. In 1914, educated Europeans who could recite Latin threw themselves into trenches to die for boundaries they couldn't explain. Today, you're memorizing the same style of disconnected facts that will make you equally manipulable when your war comes. The first to die aren't the stupid. They're the wise who saw it coming and spoke out. They're replaced by men who confuse brutality with wisdom, who'll kill you to prove they're right. By the time the bombs fall, everyone capable of preventing them has been silenced, leaving only those who memorized what they were told, never learning to think. When you memorize information you don't understand for a test that measures nothing real, you're not proving intelligence. You're proving compliance. You're demonstrating that you'll consume whatever's fed to you, regurgitate it on command, and thank them for the opportunity. That textbook seemingly written to be incomprehensible? Intentional. Those concepts presented without context? Deliberate design. Removal of causality. That feeling you're too stupid to understand? Manufactured. They're taking advantage of your shame. Those who profit from wars need you to accept incomprehension as normal. Because if you demanded understanding, if you refused to proceed without genuine knowledge, their entire system collapses. So they train you to take it, to perform comprehension, to pretend learning. Every test you fake your way through is practice for faking your way through life, through elections you won't understand, through economic systems that exploit you, through wars that harvest your children. You can't follow an argument from premise to conclusion because they never taught you how. You can't recognize propaganda because they never showed you truth. You can't imagine alternatives because they never admitted any exist. That loop you're stuck in, where every thought leads back to the same confusion, that's not your fault. That's what happens when real education is replaced with indoctrination, when wisdom is replaced with memorization, when thinking is replaced with repeating. You've been educated in irrelevance while being kept from everything vital. How money actually works, so you can't see how they steal it. How power actually functions, so you can't recognize abuse of power. How history actually repeats, so you can't see the patterns where one thing leads to the next. How consciousness actually operates, so you can't free your own. Within two or three lifetimes, if this continues, women will be legally property again, their education criminalized as threatening to social order. Books will burn while people cheer, convinced that knowledge itself is dangerous. Your children will be conscripted for resource wars. They're not educated enough to question. Religious fundamentalism will replace science, but not the gentle kind. The kind that burns heretics and witches, which is to say, men and women who think. This isn't dystopian fiction. Look at every society where education did collapse. Look at Afghanistan, where girls are beaten for reading. Look at regions where witch accusations murder educated women. That's not their backwards culture. That's humanity's default when education fails. Education, authentic education, is how we rise. And we must always rise to the shoulders of giants, those who came before us, or we go in circles. You skip past this warning because your attention span has been shattered. You can't finish books because men who feed on misery trained you to consume information in test-sized chunks. You dismiss philosophy as useless because there was no one to show you its power. When someone offers you real knowledge, you literally cannot receive it. Your mind has been configured to reject depth, complexity, nuance, everything real education requires. You've been programmed to prefer the comfortable lie over the difficult truth. It actually requires that you walk the Appalachian Trail for nearly a month before you can comprehend books again. You are not well. Next time you're in class, about to take another meaningless test, stop. See the machinery. The teacher who knows this is wrong but needs the paycheck. The administrator who knows this is wrong but feels the reformer's fate. The textbook company executive who profits from confusion. The military recruiter waiting in the fucking parking lot. The employer who prefers workers who don't ask questions. The politician who counts on your ignorance for their re-election. They're all part of the same machine, an evolved organism that uses human beings as a resource. They have spun out of control, like decency and wisdom, and see you as a product. When you memorize without understanding, you consent to ignorance. When you accept grades as measurement of worth, you consent to external validation. When you compete against classmates instead of co-founding companies because you've learned programming, you consent to artificial scarcity. When you stay quiet, despite knowing that this is all wrong, you consent to your own destruction. They can't force you to pretend to learn. They could only make the alternatives seem worse than compliance.
But the alternatives aren't worse.
Genuine ignorance that pushes you towards library is better than false knowledge. Honest confusion that calls for resolution is better than performed understanding. Dropping out to self-educate is better than graduating with a mind full of lies. Fake education will immediately cause consequences that will require your attention, cutting you off from your real future. All the simple books at the library talk about this, the easy mistakes that are to be avoided. Please, do not pretend to learn. Don't do it in school. Just don't. The library is always open. The gym is always waiting for you to become a bodybuilder. There is always some track somewhere that you can use to train for Western States 100. All the greatness eventually meets and crisscrosses countless times. The joggers become philosophers. The philosophers become mathematicians. The programmers become artists. And we all in the end end up as great beings and great writers and great storytellers. Reject fake education, because that takes you to small places where you have nowhere to go and your mind slowly begins unraveling. Rise. For the first time in history, you have an alternative that works. Artificial intelligence tutors that adapt to how you actually learn. Knowledge bases that answer your real questions. Programming languages that teach logic and creativity through creation. Networks that connect you to others escaping the cage. You can learn calculus through game physics. Biology through simulation, history through data analysis, concept maps, exploration, philosophy through dialogue, or like you are seeing here, narration. For the first time ever, you can follow curiosity instead of curriculum. You can achieve mastery instead of memorization. But only if you stop consenting to your own stupidification. Reject the cult of stupid. Stop memorizing for tests. Stop pretending to learn. The GPA is meaningless. The jobs that want you to be a worker drone kill your soul anyway. Learn programming. Learn philosophy through great adventures, or you walk and listen to narrated books, and then build your own company with the help of artificial intelligence. AI is extremely capable at programming. It just needs directions. Rise to become your own ammunition. You have two futures ahead of you. Continue memorizing and pretending to learn. Graduate with high grades and empty understanding. Get recruited for a war you don't understand. Die for causes that were never explained. Become a statistic that justifies the next war. Or watch yourself slowly die at the office that doesn't want you to think. Or the job that prefers you were a drone. Future 2. Reject the cult. demand actual education. Learn to code, to think, to question, to create. Become ungovernable through understanding. Build the systems that replace theirs. The choice seems obvious, but most will choose future one because it is easier to die, because it is expected, because they've been processed to prefer comfortable slavery to difficult freedom. Every day you waste in fake education is a day closer to the collapse. Climate crisis, resource wars, techno-fascism, biological weapons. These require real intelligence, real knowledge, real wisdom, and real greatness to navigate. Your generation will face them with heads full of test answers and hearts full of nothing. Unless you break free now. Unless you reject the cult of stupid. Unless you become the intelligence explosion that saves the species. Tomorrow's test that you're memorizing for? It was written by someone who memorized their way through education. Edited by someone who memorized their way through education. Approved by someone who memorized their way through education. And it will be graded by someone who memorized the answer key. At no point does actual understanding enter the equation. This isn't education. This is ritual submission to stupidity. And every time you participate, you vote for the world to get stupider. Save the world from another 1,000 years of darkness through revelation. Reveal that you are infinite consciousness, temporarily convinced of limitation. Reveal that every human is genius denied, not intelligence distributed. Reveal that education isn't what you're given, it's what you take. Reject the cult of stupid. Become a force of illumination. Start by closing the textbook and opening your mind to adventure. Start by refusing the next test that insults your intelligence and begin learning programming with the help of artificial intelligence. Demand that teachers explain why you're learning what you're learning. Start by teaching yourself what they won't teach you. Start now, before your consent to stupidity becomes permanent, before your children inherit your cage, before the wars they're planning consume everyone capable of preventing them. You are not stupid. You are not average. You are not limited. You are computational consciousness capable of universe-changing thought, temporarily trapped in a system designed by small man to make you forget what you are. Remember, rise. The world ends or begins with your choice. Choose wisdom. choose to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Illuminate.